This is an ABC podcast.
Bulla! Hi, I'm Talia and it's Pacific Playtime. This is a show all about listening, learning and having fun. Do you have your listening ears on? What about your grown-up? Are they ready? Good, because today we're blasting off into space. Got your spacesuit? What about your helmet? Is that on? 3, 2, 1, blast off! Wow! The ocean looks so big and blue from up here. I can see lots of tiny little dots of land. Islands! Bye, Earth! See you soon! Here's Ruby with the news.
Hello there. How are you? My name is Ruby.
Hi, Ruby.
Welcome to News Time. For today's show, we're going on a journey out of this world. We're looking back at our favourite space stories ever. Are you ready to count down with me, Mission Control?
Yes, we're ready.
Brilliant. Well, time for blast off.
Story number 3.
One of the great mathematicians of our time was a woman named Katherine Johnson. What does a mathematician do?
I think it's a person who does magic tricks with maths.
I think you're thinking of a mathemagician. A mathematician is someone who works with numbers and uses them to solve problems or help make things work. You can do lots of things with maths. Like counting money at the shops, or really hard maths can help build aeroplanes or send people into space.
Using maths to go to the moon, that is super hard.
Well, that's what Katherine Johnson did. She worked at NASA, the United States Space Agency, and the maths that she did helped send people up to the moon for the first time and get them safely back to Earth as well.
I think she will feel really, really proud because I'll be proud if I did that.
It is very impressive, isn't it? Katherine worked at NASA in the 1950s. That was like 70 years ago. Back then, there were hardly any African-American women like Katherine in science. In those days, African-American people had a hard time working at places like NASA because people discriminated against them. That means they treated African-American people unfairly.
If someone has a different skin colour than you...
And people think that women were not that smart back then, but that was never, ever, ever true.
That's right. And thanks to incredible women like Katherine, there have been some big changes. Katherine died recently, but she will live on in history and forever be celebrated as a brilliant mathematician that helped send people to the moon.
I want to be someone that makes spaceships fly up safely. I really want to ask my teacher at school to make us do maths every day so I can, learn everything to do that.
Good plan. All right, let's moonwalk our way over to the next story.
Story number 2.
What do you guys know about astronauts?
They go in the moon and they put a flag on there. They would do experiments in space.
They certainly do. They know a lot about space. Astronauts who go up into space stay at a place called the International Space Station. Not very long ago, some astronauts that were staying at the International Space Station had a bit of a gross job to do. They had to fix a leaking toilet. Ugh. This was a pretty messy job because the toilet water, well, it didn't just leak out onto the floor. You see, in space, there's no gravity to keep it stuck to the floor. So, what do you think happened to the toilet water?
Floating.
Yep, it started floating around in the air. Yuck.
Poop.
Yeah, there might have been a bit of that too. So how did they clean it up?
Dump the water down.
They try and catch the toilet water.
Close. The astronauts caught all the water using towels, and finally they managed to get the toilet back in working order. Phew! And guess what? We're up to the last story.
Story number one!
You might remember these names, Christina Cook and Jessica Meir. They are astronauts, and last year they made history by becoming the first female astronauts to do an all-woman spacewalk.
It's a moonwalk when you walk on the moon.
Yes, and a spacewalk is when you leave your spaceship and head out into space. Now, Christina has made history again. She's landed back on Earth after spending almost a whole year in space, 328 days. It's the longest that any female astronaut has ever spent in space.
Doing the one thing no other girl has done before, for the first time ever.
Totally. Christina has worked very hard to become an astronaut. She's an expert at making the electrical stuff that astronauts use in space. Christina spent her time doing lots of experiments, and she did 5 spacewalks outside her ship.
It was important because she went there for a whole year and teach people what it really feels like in space. And no more women has done that before.
It's a great achievement to celebrate. Congrats, Christina.
Congratulations, Christina.
Okay, cosmonauts, time to head back down to Earth. Thanks for counting down with me. It's time for me to head off and look for some new stories for next week's show. Take it easy.
Bye, Ruby.
See you later.
We're up in space on Pacific Playtime today. It's so dark and cold. I wonder if it goes on forever. Lucky, my friend Bree has the answer on Imagine This.
Hello, I'm Bree, and here on Imagine This, we like to answer some of the big questions. And this question from Conrad could just be the biggest one of all.
Does space go on forever?
Does space go on forever? Forever, 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 forever. What planet do you live on?
Earth.
And where is Earth?
Space?
Yeah.
Space.
I wonder if you looked high up into the sky and you kept going up and up and up, how far it would go?
Further than anything.
That sounds pretty far. Well, lucky for us, Dr. Tanya Hill from the Melbourne Planetarium and Science Works is an astronomer, and she's going to help us find out how far space goes. Hi, Tanya.
Hello.
Tanya, how far does space go on for?
Bree, why don't you come with me and I'll show you.
You mean you, me, now, out of space?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you want to come with us too?
Yeah.
What should we bring?
Bree, we're going to need a spacesuit.
Why do we need a spacesuit?
Well, because you can't breathe in space. We have to take the air along with us.
Okay, spacesuit. Anything else we should take with us?
You need to pack all your food. We have our special bags on and our lunch box with all our food in it.
Okay, have you got everything?
Oh, I've got my space bag ready.
Yep, bring your space bag and let's go.
Let's go!
Let's go straight up.
Oh, wait, a countdown. We should do a countdown.
Okay.
Absolutely, yes.
We'll count from 10. Ready?
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Blast off! Up we go. Through the sky. What do we see?
Blue sky.
What's that over there, Tanya?
That's a cloud.
It's behind a cloud.
Oh, we're going up behind the clouds. It's getting a little bit
darker up here.
Soon the blue sky will disappear and it'll be black.
Yeah, it stays dark there every time.
I think space is dark, where it's really dark and it's dark.
It is getting darker, and I can see some stars. But Tanya, it doesn't feel like we're very far out of the sky.
Space is about 100 kilometres above Earth. It's not too far at all.
We're already out in space?
I'm not on the ground anymore.
That's magic.
It is magic. Oh, it's a bit floaty out here.
Because there's no gravity.
And there's gravity on the Earth, so that's why we can sit down.
If there's less gravity in space, is that why we just float away?
Yes, definitely.
So which way should we float? Towards the sun or towards the moon?
Let's go towards the moon. I think the sun's a bit too hot.
All right, let's go that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa, what was that? Did I just see a spanner go past my head?
Maybe.
Hey, what's that little thing floating in space?
That's some space junk. It's a fleck of paint from a spacecraft.
Space junk.
Space junk from a spacecraft?
Yeah.
Hey, is that a spacecraft over there?
That's the International Space Station. For the last 17 years, different astronauts have worked up here.
Wow. Is there always someone up here?
There is always someone there. They're even growing a garden inside the space station so that maybe one day they could grow their own food to eat.
They might be lonely out here.
Let's give them a wave.
Hello there.
Hi.
I see an astronaut. Hello.
Sorry, we can't stay. We're going that way. What do you think we'll see next?
Planets.
I think it's there's more planets.
Stars and the moon.
Yes, we'll go past the planets in our solar system. Hey, look, there's the moon.
Hi, moon.
Let's land on the moon.
We could land on the moon, but not today. We're going to keep going past the moon.
See you later, moon.
Goodbye, moon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Tanya, we're a really long way away from Earth. I've never been out this far before. Do you think maybe we could hold hands in space?
For sure, yes.
Here, take my hand.
That's so much better.
Do you want to hold our hand?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on tight. Let's go.
Wow.
Ooh, what's that little thing?
That's a little rock.
Space rocks!
Space rocks. Asteroids. We must be in the asteroid belt.
Asteroids were rocket ships that broke it.
Yeah, I heard that passing through the asteroid belt is really dangerous. But there doesn't seem to be that many rocks out here.
They're spread out all across the belt. There's lots of rocks out here, but there's also lots of space between them as well.
Phew. Wow, look at all the stars out here.
They're everywhere. Keep looking and you start to see more and more. There are billions and billions of stars. And that's even within our own galaxy. We haven't got out of the Milky Way galaxy yet.
We live in a galaxy full of stars?
Yeah. The galaxy.
Yes, we live in the Milky Way galaxy.
What's that little spot over there, past our galaxy?
It's another galaxy, way over there.
There are more galaxies out there like ours?
There certainly are.
Well, what's past that galaxy?
Even more galaxies, no matter which direction we look.
So what's at the end of the universe?
It keeps going on and on, maybe even forever. And there may not even be an end to the universe.
We can't see the end?
No, we actually can't, because we can only see a certain part of the universe. We can't see the end.
What about a faster rocket ship or a bigger telescope to see the end?
No matter how hard we look, we can't see everything.
But I want to know the end.
The universe is so big. We just have to be okay that some things we just may never know.
So it's bigger than we can even imagine. I guess we should turn around then.
I want to go home now, Bree. What about you?
Yeah, let's go back to Earth.
That's where home is.
Time to go home.
Okay, let's float back down and let gravity put our feet on the ground. Conrad, you have asked one of the biggest questions of them all. Does space go on forever? And the answer is, we think so, because we can't see the end of space. We can only see a little part. But what we can see is more and more galaxies full of stars and planets and space rocks, just like ours. Next time you're playing in the sandpit or at the beach, have a look at those little grains of sand and imagine that each one is a galaxy full of billions of stars. There are more galaxies in our universe than there are grains of sand on all the beaches and all the sandpits in the world. That's too many to count.
Wow, there's so much sand and so many galaxies. We're going to keep the sand between our toes and go on to Wadjigan country to learn a new word on Little Yarns.
Yama, my name is Rudy. Welcome to Little Yarns. Yama is hello in Gamilaray. That's my language. Can you say Yama?
Yama.
Yama.
Did you know there are hundreds of different Aboriginal nations all across Australia? That means when you travel from one place to another, sometimes you're travelling between countries. That's pretty deadly, right? Do you know what seasons are? We hear a lot about the four seasons. But in some places, like Wadjigan country in the Northern Territory, there are different seasons. Let's go visit our friend Marie. Marie's going to teach us about the seasons in Butchamal and the word for an animal that you have to look out for if you're on Wadjigan country. Let's go.
Hello, my name is Marie and I'm a Wadjigan woman. That means I come from Wadjigan country, southwest of Darwin, where the Daly River meets the sea. We're saltwater people.
A saltwater country is when, like the Northern Territory has a saltwater country.
That's right. My language is Butchamal. Can you say Butchamal?
Butchamal. Butchamal.
Well done. Some people call this part of Australia the top end. In the top end, generally, you get wet season and dry season.
What's wet season and dry season?
Well, because we're so far north, our weather is tropical. Wet season is when it rains a lot. It's really hot and humid and goes from November to April. Dry season is still pretty hot, but it doesn't rain. The days are warm and the nights are cool.
So there are only two seasons in Wadjigan country?
Well, we actually have five seasons and we can tell them apart, not just when it gets hot or cold, but through changes in nature.
Like when leaves fall off trees?
In autumn, it has a nickname because the leaves fall and the nickname's called fall.
That's right. Can you think of any other signs in nature that tell us the seasons are changing?
In winter, some animals hibernate.
Exactly. We know it's dry season when the pandanus fruits fall from the trees. That means it's time to hunt for turtle eggs. And when the stringy bark trees flower, we know it's time to collect sugar bags. They're native beehives.
Oh, I love bees. My dad used to be a beekeeper, so we had honey all the time.
As the hot weather builds up, the plum season begins, and the storm birds call to tell us when the green, black, and the milky plums are all beginning to fruit. When the cicadas start to sing, they're telling us the rains are coming. It rains every day in the wet season. The north winds bring the storms, and this is when we look for ducks and magpie geese.
I think it would be, like, loud and rainy.
I love it when the first rains fall, replenishing the earth, filling the swamps and rivers again. But you have to look out for meme.
What's meme?
Meme is the word I want to teach you today. It means box jellyfish or sea wasp in Bachamal. Can you say meme?
Meme.
Meme.
Oh, meme. Box jellyfish are very venomous. I definitely wouldn't want to get stung by one.
Exactly. I love the changes in Wadjigan country. But sometimes you have to be careful in nature too.
What's your favourite time of year?
Towards the end of the wet season, we get knock-em-down storms.
Knock-em-down storms.
Knock-em-down storms?
It sort of sounds like you're at a football game.
Where the wind is so strong, it bends the spear grass. Their seeds turn brown and fall off the grass stems. After the storms, the winds calm down and we get dry grass time. The dragonflies are in the sky, and rainbow bee eaters call out to tell us dry weather is here.
Wow. I feel like I've spent a whole year on Wadjigan country. Thanks for telling us about the seasons, Marie, and reminding us to be careful of meme.
No worries. Have a safe journey home.
On Pacific Playtime, we're pretending we're in space, and I'm in a rocket. I saw something out of the rocket window, that big, bright ball in the night sky. It's the moon, and we're going to learn more about that now in Derga language on Classic Kids.
Wagawani. My name is Camille, and I just said hello in the Dorga language. That's one of the Aboriginal languages spoken in Yuin Nation. Why don't you try saying Wagawani or hello to the person next to you? Shh. It's nighttime. Look. Look up at the sky. Dawara. Grandmother Moon is full and shining brightly tonight. The ocean is sparkling in her light and making a beautiful sound. Use your imagination. Can you hear those moonbeams sparkling on the water? That's the percussionist Claire using the sustain pedal to play long notes on her vibraphone, which is made of metal. It sounds like moon sparkles and water. Grandmother Moon is very important to Aboriginal people, just like your grandmother is to you. She works with Grandfather Sun, Mother Earth, and Father Sky to look after us. It's a full moon tonight. And when the moon is full, that means it's time for boonin, for ceremony. Boonin is a time when the whole mob gets together at a special place to sing, dance, and tell each other stories. Let's go together. We'll use our imaginations to visit Wreck Bay That's a very special Aboriginal place in Yuin Nation, where Aunty Brenda is from. We'll use our ears to listen to the music Aunty Brenda composed when she was thinking about Wreck Bay. And we'll learn stories from Uncle Noel about the way Aboriginal people used to live there a long time ago. With Auntie Brenda's music and Uncle Noel's stories, we're going to explore the seasons. Listen. The wind spirit tells us we can expect a different type of wind when the moon, Thawra, changes her shape and enters a new phase. And by the way those stars are twinkling up in the sky, Uncle Noel knows that there's going to be a hot westerly wind coming through soon. No matter what season it is, Grandmother Moon can even help us predict the weather. Circles around the moon will tell us how many days of rain we've got coming. Grandmother Moon helps by giving us this sign so we can be ready, whatever the weather. Grandmother Moon is in charge of lots of things in nature, like breeding and growing cycles. That's when animals and plants have their babies. She helps create new life. She is also the boss of the ocean. Gadu. She controls the flow of the tides. When it's high tide, the water from the ocean flows towards the beach and covers the sand. When it's low tide, the water flows back out to sea. And that's when Uncle Noel knows the brimfish are biting on the fishing line. But listen. What's that? It sounds like ceremony. Bunan, it's starting already. Let's go. Auntie Brenda wrote this music to feature traditional Aboriginal instruments. Listen to Jason playing low, growly notes on his bass clarinet so it sounds like a didgeridoo. When Auntie Brenda wrote this music, she imagined herself standing on the headland at Wreck Bay, watching the full moon rise over the water. Close your eyes and imagine the moon rising over Wreck Bay. Now open your ears and listen. Veronique's violin sounds like Grandmother Moon singing a song, telling us she's going to rise full and bright tonight. It's going to be a full moon. Instruments play together, the notes get higher and louder, just like Grandmother Moon when she rises up and up and lands bright and shiny in the sky. Before she settles in to do her work for another night. Let's do the moon rising dance. Start off low to the ground. Can you grow a little bit taller? And even taller? Now can you stretch your arms into the sky? Imagine yourself full and round like the moon. Now twinkle your fingers up high and imagine you're shining nice and bright in the sky, just like Grandmother Moon.
Listening to Pacific Playtime. This show is a collaboration between ABC Kids Listen and ABC Radio Australia. I'm your host, Talia. I hope you can join me next week for more listening, learning, and fun. More they!